Keith, I think a lot of managers will take 4 points out of a possible six over a bank holiday weekend in August. But again, based on the chances of the first half, and Barkingside weren't really in at the races in the first half, are you seeing that as 2 points drop this afternoon?
Yeah, I think so. We've got to kill teams off. We've got to learn to do that. We're still obviously still work in progress. You know, I think we've had three goals disallowed first half. You know, so if we'd come in maybe 2 or 3 nil up, I think it probably would have been fair. Fair play to for Barkingside second half. They come out, they stopped us playing. You know, they've got back. We made a mistake for the goal, a soft goal to concede. You know, but they had a few chances, and you know, we flagged a little bit towards the end, and that's where I'm bringing players in who haven't been playing. You know, we need to get our fitness levels up as quick as we can. So, you know, it probably is on the first half performance, because we were totally dominant first half. You know, totally dominant. You're never going to dominate 90 minutes. So it is probably 2 points dropped from our perspective.
It was quite a fast-paced first half as well. Players were working quickly on the ball as well. Is that something that impresses you?
Yeah, first half the best we've played since I've been here in competitive football. We, you know, and I asked for that. You know, well, I've in my managerial career, I've come up against Barkingside every year. I know exactly what Bergs is going to set his team out to do, and we had to win the midfield battle first half. You know, we had a plan, and it worked to perfection. We got it to a T. The only thing is, we didn't get that second third goal that we probably our dominance deserved. And you know, we moved the ball quickly. We played at a great tempo. We won every first header. We won every second ball. You know, we was on the front foot all the time. Second half, we never got out. You know, that never really happened.
The woodwork over the last two games has had a say in the game. Saturday, the post saved you. Today, it denied Lopez.
Yeah, Danny's hit a fantastic strike. You know, I'd like to know how he's given Billy offside for the rebound, because I don't see how that can be offside. And even Jimmy Flanagan, their chairman, has just said that, you know, how it's been disallowed. But that's, you know, that's part and parcel of the season. I'm told that they weigh themselves out as we go along. But so we should get a larger chunk of decisions our way coming soon. But no, first half I thought we was excellent. Second half, you know, probably give credit to Barkingside. They stopped us playing. You know, we went too direct, you know, and our front two, it's not, you know, winning headers, that's not their game. We need to get it into their feet, get it in the channels, like for Billy, into Neil's feet. And we didn't do that enough second half, and we didn't get the ball to Danny Lopez at all second half. We once, and he made their goalkeeper make a save. You know, that's where we've got to learn. But, you know, we will learn. Still 3 games unbeaten. We're the home draw specialists.
How does these two performances leave you in terms of being in good stead for the FA Cup? Does it leave you in good stead leading into the FA Cup now?
Yeah, listen, I wanted 6 points out of the two games. You know, we got four. Maybe we were lucky to get three Saturday. You know, so we got one today. 4 points is great. You know, Saturday is obviously FA Cup. You know, it's
games on Sunday.
Sunday.
You can have Saturday off to watch somebody else.
We might win Saturday. No, you know, Sunday is the FA Cup. It's, you know, it's the greatest cup competition, you know, in the world. I won't need to motivate the players. You know, it's a chance. You know, it's not a league game, so there's no points. Obviously, we'll go out there. We'll set up. You know, we'll be as professional as always. FC Romania will be a tough opponent, and it sets us up well. We just want to carry on. You know, we're 2 games unbeaten. I know it doesn't sound great, but that's a positive for me. We've not lost today. You know, maybe earlier in the season we might have got beat. We haven't got beat today. And we'll take that into Sunday.
First time in the FA Cup this season for FC Romania. They've been getting a bit of media coverage as well for the club that they have created over the last 8 years. They've had a great start to the Essex Senior League. That's a really hard fixture on paper to gauge who's favourite, who's the underdog. How do you see it?
No, it's, that's the beauty of the cup. You know, they've started well. We're lucky in a way that Burnham played Romania in a pre-season friendly, and I've just, funny enough, just got a bit of Barking side played them as well, so just got a bit of info off of them about them. It's not going to be an easy game. We're going to have to be, you know, at our best to progress. You know, and we need to progress because winning football games is a good habit to get into, and a cup run, not only being financially beneficial for the football club, it breeds confidence in the dressing room. You know, if we can get on a run in the cup, that'd be brilliant. You know, obviously, the league's your bread and butter, but it's the FA Cup. I don't need to motivate anyone for that.
You obviously know the FA Cup run of last season for the team as well, so something to perhaps aim for, or at least take heart from, that this club has had FA Cup runs before.
Yeah, but that's, you know, the club's not in the position it was in last year, and you know, people, obviously, you know, it's frustrating. Today, in a way, does feel like a defeat. You know, the club's had a lot of turmoil in the last 12 months plus 18 months. It's important that we all stick together and we all, you know, we all motivate one another, and if the performance is on the pitch, if we play like we did, you know, first half for the majority of the season, then I'm sure we'll win a lot more games, you know, than we don't. You know, I want to be competitive every week. We've been competitive in every game we've played. You know, and Sunday we'll have to be the same. And you know, if we can get as far as the club's got previously in the FA Cup, that will only be positive for the club off the pitch and on the pitch, because that will then also mean that we'll be winning games in the league, because winning games is a confidence thing. Football's a confidence game, and if we do that, you know, that if we win and get a cup run, we'll be winning league games and everyone will be buzzing.
Okay, many thanks.
Thanks.